This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the new Democratic leader of the U.S. Senate has announced when the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump will begin.
Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will get underway with opening arguments on February 8th. The schedule was announced by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says the House Monday will transmit the article of impeachment to the Senate.
Both the House managers and the defense will have a period of time to draft their legal briefs.
The former president's charged with incitement of insurrection. Schumer says it's important for the trial to take place despite GOP objections.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
This will be the first impeachment trial of a president no longer in office, which Republican allies suggest is a pointless effort. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Joe Biden is taking executive action to provide a stopgap measure of financial relief to millions of Americans.
The virus is surging. We're 400,000 dead, expected to reach well over 600,000. Families are going hungry. People are at risk of being evicted. Job losses are mounting again. We need to act.
The two executive orders Biden signed would increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 hourly minimum wage. He also pressed Congress to quickly consider the $1.9 trillion relief package he's proposing.
If we act now, our economy will be stronger in both the short and long run. That's what economists left, right, and center are telling us.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Russian police are arresting protesters demanding the release of top Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny at demonstrations in the country's east. Larger unsanctioned rallies have been expected on this Saturday in Moscow and other major cities. Navalny, who is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent and durable foe, was arrested January 17th when he returned to Moscow from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from a severe nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Authorities say his stay in Germany violated terms of a suspended sentence and a criminal conviction in a case that Navalny says was illegitimate. Activists say at least 48 people were detained in cities. Between 150 and 200 National Guard units deployed to Washington, D.C. to provide security for President Joe Biden's inauguration tested positive for coronavirus. The U.S. government imposed unprecedented security measures in the city following the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump, including fences topped with razor wire and checkpoints manned by the National Guard. The official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said that the number of National Guard troops who tested positive could rise, but it was still a small fraction of the more than 25,000 troops deployed in the city over the past few days. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that the new UK variant of the coronavirus may be slightly more deadly than the original coronavirus.
In addition to spreading more quickly, it also now appears that there is some evidence that the new variant, the variant that was first identified in London and the South East, may be associated with a higher degree of mortality.
Johnson added that all the current evidence shows that both vaccines remain effective against old and new variants. Cuban authorities announced Friday that they had detected the South African strain of coronavirus in an asymptomatic foreign traveler during a routine airport check. Dr. Guadalupe Guzman, who heads investigations and diagnostics at the Pedro Cury Tropical Medicine Institute, said the patient and all of his companions have completed their quarantine and there is no data to suggest the virus spread to local populations. The new strain is more contagious and appears to be somewhat resistant to the antibodies created by the current vaccinations. Thousands of Hong Kong residents were locked down in an unprecedented move to contain the worsening outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain the fresh wave of the coronavirus since November, and over 4,300 cases in the last 2 months have been making up nearly 40% of the city's total. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.